An egg, when you let an egg drop in water, it's cooking water, you call boiling an egg. You boil it in water, and you put it on the stove, and you turn the fire on, and the egg boils, and it hardens, and it forms the shell that you can peel the shell off and put a little salt and pepper on it, or whatever you might want, butter or anything, and you eat it like that. Boiled egg. Crack them, open them up, scramble them.
Let it fall in the water? Cook like that?
Oh, no. You can't do that. Don't do that.
Too far.
But you might can do it, but I don't know anything about cooking. You see?
What's too far?
The yolk and the what? The yolk? And I don't know the other name. What? What's that? I don't know, but anyway, I don't know. I'm not a cooker. I've been spoiled, by my mother, and I never had to cook. And mother cooked so well until I said, why should I cook? This woman cooks so good. The food, see, when you eat good cooking, you can tell, because good cooking doesn't lay heavy on your stomach. Good cooking makes you eat and eat and eat. You can eat a lot of good cooking if it's good, and then it'll go light on your stomach and it won't be heavy on your stomach. Now, bad cooking falls heavy on your stomach.
Makes you sick.
Make you sick in the stomach. Pop, fizz, Alka-Seltzer. You need something to, remedy this pain that you're in. But if you eat good food
makes you good.
Throw up, right. But you throw it up, right. What's not good for your system has to come out, definitely.
When you drink too much beer, it makes you...
Definitely, vomit it up.
Yeah, another way
of
saying that is
they
had to let it up.
It had to come out.
Michael,
they say Joe
can't hold his liquor, he just went out.
Did what?
Fucked up. What did you say? What do you mean?
Joe just went out and fucked up. He can't hold his liquor, man. He just fucked it all up.
Okay, and then when you lost it all, you said you had to...
Hmm?
What else? You say you have to
throw
up,
vomit,
another way to say
it? No, that's it. We don't say that. But there are other ways of saying it, definitely. But as far as I go, that's it. We blacks, we don't go into the form of the...
Which is the cruder term?
Vomit, throw up. Throw up is a cruder term as far as black. But as far as black and white people go to the technical part of the word. As you see, what I'm talking to is spelled a H. The name of this microphone is there's a U-H-E-R. What's that pronounced? Okay, take that name for instance. They made that name up for this particular microphone that I'm talking about. They are very fine as far as inventing and making names for what it may be called. The white people, right. Now, as far as we may call it, it may be in a plainer sense that everybody can understand,
right.
Even the whites, which they may call very simple, but they go to a higher state of form. And they use very scientific words, and they're in that bag, they're in that bag, and that's where they're at. The big words are it, And if you can use a big word and just call a chair some lithographer, big words, just a chair. Now you're using a chair, but you're gonna call it a symphonic revolution, big word, out of this universe, That's how they are, That's how white people. But as far as blacks, they go to the simplest, direct, simplest meaning and form of whatever it is. And therefore, you can